Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Jesus Christ was brought before the Roman governor Pontius Pilate. The high priest of the Jewish council had already held a tribunal against Jesus. They condemned him to death on the grounds of his claim to be the Son of God. False witnesses had been paid to testify against Jesus. It was all a conspiracy by the Jewish religious leaders. They had plotted to kill Jesus, so they paid Judas to betray him into their hands, and they arrested Jesus in the night, held their mockery of a trial, and then led him before Pilate as a criminal worthy of Roman execution. This is Max Pratt, inviting you to continue listening to this Moments of Inspiration. We hope to bring a blessing to you through our spiritual message in the Word and in our songs.
We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight, till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose you this day, tell me who will you serve. Let nothing stand in your way, give the praise He deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
To the charges levied against Jesus, and then he examined Jesus by a personal interview, and he found no fault in him, no deed worthy of death. Scriptures tell us that Pilate knew what was behind the charges. He knew why Jesus was accused and why they were asking for his death. The governor knew, the high priest and the Jewish chief priests were envious of Jesus. But Pilate was not a Jew. Jewish law was not important to him as long as they did not trouble him in his duties as the governor. He was a politician. Knowing that Jesus was not guilty of a crime worth of execution, Pilate sought to set Jesus free. His wife sent a note to him advising her husband to have nothing to do with Jesus, whom she called a righteous man. The governor first tried to get out of having anything to do with Jesus by sending him to King Herod, who happened to be in Jerusalem at that time. But Herod sent Jesus back to Pilate's court. Pilate tried to barter with the Lord's accusers. He used his tradition of releasing a criminal during the Passover feast as an opportunity. He chose to give them a choice between Jesus or the notorious criminal Barabbas. Pilate asked Jesus for more information about his kingdom and his claims as a king, hoping to find something to give him an out from having to decide life or death for Jesus. Pilate was convinced of the Lord's innocence, but the threat from the leading Jews to accuse him before his superiors was something he wanted to avoid. And so he had Jesus flogged, trying to play on their sympathy. It did not deter them at all from their determination to have Jesus crucified. And with the cries of a mob at his palace, clamoring, "Crucify him, crucify him," he ordered that Jesus be executed by Roman soldiers. I believe Pilate was extremely frustrated over this executive decision. We know consciously he knew Jesus to be an innocent man. He also knew the motive behind the charges was envy. His credentials were threatened. His authority and place in the Roman government was at stake. His wife's warning was taken seriously. When he stood before the crowd and washed his hands, making the claim that he was innocent of Christ's blood, he was trying to remove himself from the moral obligation of his decision. Pilate wrote the charge against Jesus. He was crucified for being the king of the Jews. However, this offended the Jews, and they came back to Pilate and wanted those charges changed. They wanted the charges to read that he claimed to be the king of the Jews, but Pilate refused, and the record was written, "Jesus died king of the Jews." What do you think about Pilate? Did he make a good decision that day? Did he make the right decision? You know, I haven't ever known anyone named Pilate. I have no doubt why. The name carries with it a stigma, doesn't it? But I wonder. I know many in our society that would have agreed with Pilate's decision that day and would have made the same decision he did. I'm not just thinking about people who are anti-Christian. Obviously, those who would like to destroy the name of Christ and the influence of Christianity today would agree. I have heard folks in communities argue for the promotion of an issue on the basis of what will make money for their community. Moral issues do not matter as long as it brings money into the community. I've heard citizens tell officials they have had to make a decision based upon what was right for the community at large, and they had to leave their own moral convictions out of it. Arguments have been made publicly that if you belong to a group or that group that makes a decision to do something, then you're obligated to support the decision whether or not you agree with it. Again, moral convictions are cast aside. The majority has the right. It seems in this democratic society that the only right decision is based upon whether it is the decision of the majority. The basis of right and wrong has become the majority. There is another direction on Pilate's decision that is prevalent today. Pilate made his decision to save his own self. The pressure on Pilate to condemn Jesus could have led to his loss of a job and perhaps his own crucifixion. If he was accused before Caesar of supporting another king, he may have been found guilty of treason. Lots of decisions are made today based upon what is good for self. The philosophy, which is really humanism, a predominant one in our society, says, "Look out for yourself. You owe it to yourself." Any decision made is either right or wrong based upon what is good for oneself, which, if that is true, then what is morally right is relative. It is relative to what is best for me at this moment, in this situation, at this time. And that is not biblical. We cannot live by such influences and have the moral convictions that God has provided for us in His holy word. If the majority is always right, then the decision of a group becomes the standard of right and wrong. That being the case, then the mob that brought Jesus to Pilate was right. If we base our decisions upon what is good for me, then each individual has the standard of right and wrong in his own hands. Maybe Pilate's question to Jesus is the most important question today. When Jesus asked Pilate why he had come into this world and said that he had come to give testimony to the truth, Pilate then asked, "What is truth?" For some, the truth lies in the majority rule. Do you want all truth to be in the hands of the majority? Then mobs like the one that brought Jesus to Pilate and asked him to be crucified will be right in your decision. The Pilate had to be right, and Pilate had to be right, that is, if our decisions need to be for our own good. Pilate prevented any accusation being levied against him to Caesar, but Jesus, the only innocent man, was crucified. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." And the Apostle John testifies of Jesus saying, "Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Christian disciples are led to seek the truth provided by Jesus, to know what is morally right and wrong. We make decisions based upon what Jesus has revealed to be morally acceptable before God. We're living by, guided by, and influenced by a conscience led by Jesus. What is the basis of your moral decisions? What truth do you rely upon? What standard do you believe would be good for this world? What moral standard guides your behavior today? This Moments of Inspiration is presented in hope of changing lives, changing the world for a better place. Jesus and His truth makes for a better world.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a Lord. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with hope.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, May God's rich blessings be with you.